Wait, so you're gonna tell me how to slash my unsubscribes while propelling my shoutouts, sales, and open rates? And it doesn't involve sorcery? Spill the beans, Doster.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, super friends and action takers. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and we are on episode 11, woohoo, of Inbox Besties. And today we are going to be talking about your secret weapon that will build shatterproof trust, bond new subscribers to like glue, and supercharge your likability to the point where, well, wallets can't help but pop open for you. And that is, my friend, using a welcome sequence. Now, a welcome sequence is a series of emails that you send automatically to new subscribers before you put them in their weekly newsletter list. Now, in case if you're still wondering, what do I send these people every single week? Make sure you head on over to katedoster.com/podcast planner, where you can get your exclusive Inbox Besties only discount on the email newsletter planner. Ooh la la. So newsletter emails are more sort of like one-off thing, because if someone subscribes to your list on Monday and you set out your weekly newsletter on Wednesday, well, everyone who now signs up on Friday missed all that value-soaked information that you shared on Wednesday. So newsletters, it's really great for when you have blog updates or something timely, or yes, here and there, a really juicy tidbit. But I want you to start thinking about using autoresponders, and that's when emails automatically get sent to people based on either actions or how long they've been on your list. Now, I want you just to think back to today, because we both know that you already checked your email today, and whose emails did you just open? Now, I notice this myself, where if I'm scrolling along, especially in the email address that I have just for newsletters, let's be real, we all secretly have that, I kind of look at the senders first. I'm like, ooh, like if I see something from Lauren Hooker and her name pops up from Allen Company, I just open it. There's no question. She can have the worst subject line in the world, but I know that she always brings me something that is entertaining, valuable, and I feel better after I read it regardless. That is the sort of relationship that we are going to be building with people through this welcome series, because we're rolling out the red carpet, baking them a fresh batch of chocolate chip cookies, and letting them see all of our best stuff with little to no pressure for a sale. But don't worry, you can still show them your goods, if you know what I mean. Not like that other stuff. Anywho, so let's dissect what this welcome sequence is. So you're going to go ahead and just set this up in your email service provider. I love ActiveCampaign. If you head over to katedoster.com/AC, you can get a free 2-week trial, no credit card required. You can see all the greatness it has to offer. It's seriously, it's the best deal on the internet. I don't know how they get away with it being so cheap, but they do. So what you're going to be doing is, after someone gets your initial freebie email, and that's email number one in this series, you're going to send them a series of 4 follow-up emails. Now, timeline-wise, you can space these out to every day if that's your kind of thing, but I usually say do maybe the first 2 sort of back-to-back, and then give it a little bit of breathing room, like 2 to 3 days in between. The whole thing is that you want to be sending about 5 emails in the first 2 weeks that somebody is on your list. Email number one, of course, is the freebie. Now, if you have a free challenge or a free mini course, you can actually have it set up in your email service provider that maybe wait like about a week and a half, 2, and then after someone does your mini course, regardless if they bought or didn't buy, if that's what your mini course is leading to, into this welcome sequence, because it's proving to them that you didn't forget about them and you're not a one-trick pony. Because I cannot tell you how many mini courses and challenges just sort of drop the ball when people don't buy a course and you like never hear from them again, or they start talking about something random like, I was following you for productivity and now you're talking about Adobe Illustrator. Like that doesn't make any sense. And that's why people unsubscribe. So keep that in mind. When you have your welcome sequence, you can let them know, hey, besides productivity, I also talk about this too. So email number one is that freebie email. And the goal of the freebie email, one, it's to get people to open the freebie. And 2, you want to get them to move you over to the primary folder because you're not going to be able to help them if you are stuck in the stinky promotions tab. Ugh, our spam, not going to work. So I ask people straight up in that email just to drop me in there. You can ask them to add you to their contacts. Don't ever say whitelist me because nobody knows what that means. That's not like a real term, people. Just let them know. But again, you got to give them a reason. So if they want more juicy tidbits on how they can lose weight without doing a single sit-up or giving up carbs, they've got to move your stuff over. The other thing in that freebie email is you want to let them know when you normally email. So say you're an every other weeker, then you're going to say, I usually email every 2 weeks, but for the next couple of days, I'm going to be sending you my best free resources to help you, then whatever you help them with. So hang on tight for those. Excellente. So now we're on to email number two. And this is where people really want to like throw everything in the kitchen sink at people. Don't. Save that for email number four. In email number two, you want to give them one quick thing that they can do that they'll get some type of quick win for. And it sort of answers like a yeah, but question that your freebie might have been created. So a very famous example in my area is Pat Flynn has this ebooks The Smart Way. And for his quick win, people might be wondering, yeah, but how do I know what to write in this book? So he tells people to go to Amazon, look up like the 5 best-selling books and just see what chapters that they have. And then you'll know, hey, I should really be writing about these things. One of my favorite second emails is actually from Janet Murray of janetmurray.uk. And she gives people just hashtags that they can search for on Twitter to get more media coverage. Very simple, very doable. And it answers that question of, you know, what if I'm too nervous to pitch a reporter, or I can't get on the Huffington Post, like what do I do then? That answers that question. But it's a really quick win. It's not super in depth. It just gets them results. Email number three. This is what I call like the polarizing email. You want to get on your ranty pants because at this point you're giving them two really value-soaked information, but you need to make sure that they're your people because your list should have a velvet rope policy. So I want you to share something about your business, about your industry, about your topic that everyone else seems to believe, but that really ticks you off. This also can be a great place to share a story of failure, of how things didn't work out, and it was because you followed this common advice, but then you started doing something else, and then you started seeing real results. The goal of this email is to get people to be like, I hate this person, or I love you. That's like your only two options. You also want to make sure, if you haven't asked them already, what are they struggling with, or maybe what have they tried? So if you're a health coach and you're talking about how you hate everyone's all anti-carb and that's not true, and then you started eating the right carbs and your weight actually fell off at that point, then you'd be like, what wacko or, you know, what fad diet have you followed that just didn't work out at all? And then people will respond. And that's how you can start building a relationship. When they reply to your email, it shows their email service provider, like Gmail or Yahoo or Outlook, hey, this is a person that I want to hear from because I'm emailing them back. So email number four, this is one where you can really knock their socks off. So if you have another juicy freebie, maybe you have a mini course, that is what I want you to be sending in email number four, something that's very in-depth, maybe an ultimate guide to something, like the ultimate guide to landing media coverage could have been one, the ultimate guide to designing your living room for under $500, the ultimate guide to... This is where it's at. So even better is if you have this course available for sale on your website or something like Teachable or Thinkrific, which I've got links for both of those in the show notes, where you can actually give a coupon for it. So say that it's something that you could very easily sell for $50, but you're giving it to them for free. That has a very, very high perceived value. Now, if you have a course that you kind of want to mention or sell in your welcome series, which isn't mandatory like it is with a traditional sales funnel, then you want to actually give them a free preview that comes from your course. So you'd say something very cash, like, I want to take the most popular module out of my course, One Click Funnels. This is the one that everyone seems to rave about because it really dives into A, B, C, and D. So here it is. So places like Teachable and Thinkrific, and even if you do self-hosted like I do, you can have it set so that way anybody can view that particular material. But if they click on one of your other videos, it will send them to the sales page. So it gets them used to seeing you as a teacher, because we've all known that some people that are really knowledgeable, but honestly, they're just really boring to listen to, or their stuff is just garbage. So this really gives them a chance to see you as an educator and a teacher who rocks. Email number 5 is where you want to make sure that you let them know about any other services that you offer, or talk a little bit more about the course that you had in email number 4. So it's not necessarily like you're heavily pushing it. You could share a testimonial here in email number 5 of one of your customers. You could do a case study about yourself, do more of a personal story, but you just want to let them know things that you actually do. So always after this one, I do advise that you send a number 6. And you're like, but Kate, they said this is a 5-part thing. Well, if your freebie email is kind of email 0, because you should anyways. So this last one, which would technically be the 6th email that they would ever get from you, is when you want to give them some of your best stuff and talk about other topics that you talk about. So that way it doesn't seem so random. Now, the way that this one is so fantastic is if you are using something like ActiveCampaign, katedoster.com/AC, then you will be able to tag them based on interest. So say you can send them your top 3 blog posts from every single category of your blog. I know that sounds like kind of crazy, but you could send that in this guide that you create for email number 6. And then based on what links they click, you can put them in a different category. Another way that you could do this email number 6 is, what are you most interested in learning right now, or what are you struggling with the most? Click on the link because I've got a special gift for you. And then they go ahead and click like, oh yes, I'm not getting any email subscribers. And then I send them to a page on my blog that has like my top 5 blog posts about building your email list. Now, this works really great because they're getting the information that they need and want, and it's good for you because one of the other big reasons people unsubscribe, which isn't always just frequency of email, it's sending things that are irrelevant. So they could be like, oh my goodness, like this is so amazing. Like, I'm glad that she talks about like productivity for business owners. I also need to know about that. But maybe you're like, Kate, like just stick to emails. I got my productivity stuff from like Amber McCuey, so I don't need you for this. So let's just go ahead and recap real quick. I know this was a meaty one, guys, and I'll have a free download for you just as a little checklist to let you know which email goes where. No like templates or anything, but just to keep you straight. So the first email that you send, which is technically email 0 or 1 if you want, is your freebie. The next one that you're going to be sending is going to be 1 to 2 quick actionable tips. You want to think almost like challenge-like, not educating, like do this so you get that. Email number 3 is your polarizing one. It's the take it or leave it ranty pant one. And you also want to invite people to share their struggles and what kind of pisses them off about the thing you talk about. Number 4 is where you're going to knock their socks off, where you're going to give them a valuable free gift. It can be a part of a course that you have. It can just be another freebie that maybe you don't have on your site quite yet, or you just weren't sure about. If you are selling a course, make sure that it's always a free preview of one of your course modules. Email number 5 is where you want to talk about other ways that they can help you. So you talked about that course in email number 4. Maybe you want to mention, hey, like I do freelance writing services. So 5 is just making sure that they know the paid services that they offer without necessarily a hard sell. You, of course, can always stick in a testimonial there. And number 6 is like a sort one. And this would be like, what are you most interested in learning? I've got yet another free gift for you. And that's where you send them like a whole bunch of blog posts that talk about the topic they want to learn about. Whew, I feel like I'm talking a mile a minute, and that's because I love this stuff. So good luck to all those of you who listen to this on like 2x speed. It probably blew out your little speakers, your ear holes. So that is it for our Welcome Series workshop. And as always, head on over to katedoster.com/11. I will have a checklist there that goes over the 6 emails that you're going to put in your welcome sequence.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.